In Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare said a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. However, I learned that a percussion concerto from the University of Michigan composer Paul Dooley, which the Lansing Symphony is world premiering this Friday, it didn't have any name just a few weeks ago.
I kept asking Paul, what is the title of the piece? What is the title of the piece? Like, I need to tell people, what is the title of the piece?
Percussionist Lisa Penger.
And he wouldn't tell me. And then finally, a couple weeks ago, he's like, oh, here's the piece. And it's called Northern Nights. And I said, okay, where does it come from? And this percussion concerto isn't just a percussion concerto. It's kind of mixing electronic music with orchestra. And it has to do with a electronic music festival that he went to one summer and the experiences that he had at that festival.
Percussionist Lisa Penger first met composer Paul Dooley a few years ago playing his music at the Cabrillo Festival of Contemporary Music in Northern California. It took a few meetings for this idea of his percussion concerto to take shape.
Each time that we got together, we talked about this percussion concerto and, okay, how are we going to make this happen? And talked to a lot of conductors, a lot of orchestras, and Tim and I have been great friends for a really long time, and I told him about it, and it all kind of just came together. And Paul being in Michigan, it was like an excellent choice. Paul visited, and we talked about the percussion setup and what he would write for. And then composers kind of just go and do their thing, and you don't really hear from them. And then I was like, Paul, are you going to finish this piece? Like, the world premiere is happening in, 2 months. And I was really starting to get scared that the piece was not going to get finished. So, but what he wrote was, I mean, what I've heard and seen in the score is just, I think it's going to be a really special piece. It's tonal, it's accessible, but it's also a sound world that people have not experienced yet in orchestral music, which is what I'm really excited about.
We kind of do our thing, and the new sound world elements come from Lisa.
Maestro Timothy Muffet of the Lansing Symphony Orchestra, who agreed to take on this new percussion concerto called Northern Nights from the composer Paul Dooley and soloist Lisa Penger. Friday's world premiere of the piece will even include a bit of lighting effects at the Wharton Center, and the Lansing Symphony program also includes a bit more color, as provided by another American composer, Michael Torkey, and his piece, Bright Blue Music. But Lansing Symphony maestro Timothy Muffet assures me Torkey's blue is not a reference to Northern Nights composer Paul Dooley teaching U of M Wolverines.
No. So there was a little bit of just play on words fun with this. So I was thinking about a percussion concerto is going to be rhythmic, obviously. And when you say the word rhythm, what comes next? Rhythm and blue. Bright Blue Music, which is a very joyous piece and uplifting and sort of a 20th century extension of the Beethoven Pastoral Symphony. And then the Romeo and Juliet, which is blue in an entirely different way. And there's also a little bit of a symmetry of music by living composers in the middle, and then the icing on this cake are two romantic masterpieces to open and then close the program.
Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet Fantasy, part of Friday night's Lansing Symphony Orchestra concert led by Maestro Timothy Muffet at MSU's Wharton Center. The LSO also plays a world premiere percussion concerto by Ann Arbor's Paul Dooley, featuring soloist Lisa Penger. You can find more information about this season-ending concert online at lansingsymphony.org. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.